Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Pilipinas, si Sandy at si Nina Dasa, at ating pag-uusapan ang lutuin ng kanilang ina na si Nora Dasa. Magandang araw!
Hello, magandang
araw sa inyo.
Ang earliest memory ko nung bata pa ako ay yung inaabangan ko yung Cooking with Nora. Every weekend yan, kung di ako nagkakamali. Kasi siya yung mga, nung wala pa yung mga cooking show nila, Nigella Lawson, nila Jamie Oliver, right. Siya yung isa sa mga pioneer, hindi ba?
Oo, yeah, nag-umpisa yan 1957, black and white pa TV noon.
Oo. Ay, wala pa ako noon.
Yes, and then she revived it in the 70s and then again in the 80s.
Tapos yung malaking...
Kasi she was always busy eh. Oo.
Tapos yung hindi ko makakalimutan, parang, wow, nagluluto siya pero ang posturyosa niya. So yun isa sa mga hindi ko makakalimutan.
Parang hindi nadudumihan.
Yan, no, intentional yun, Maridel, kasi gusto niya talaga is to elevate the kitchen duties, parang to make people feel like it is something that they should be proud of, that they're cooking for their families. Okay. It's not something to be ashamed of kasi parang, naku, I'm here cooking for slaving away. This is something that you should be proud of, something that you can, you know, doing kitchen work is something to make you feel good because you're feeding your families and nourishing your children.
And she would call it postura ko, postura, di ba?
Yes, parang, Posturyosa yung mami ninyo, hindi ba noon?
Yes, kasi before, di ba, ang lutong bahay is parang ipapaubaya mo sa helper or a relative. Pero sabi, parang gusto niyang pakita na okay lang, hindi, dapat proud kayo, ganun.
Actually, Maridel, yung speaking of that nga, yung key talaga in cooking so that you don't feel haggard or you feel wasted is you come up with a good, simple, and delicious recipe. Yun ang key. Kasi kung madali lang niluluto mo, tapos nakita mo, nag-i-enjoy yung pinapakain mo, yun ang reward ng nanay or ng cook.
Ng cook, yes. Nanay or tatay na ngayon,
Tapos, parang maaaliw ka rin kasi madaldal siya. Hindi ba may mga side stories? O di may mga trivia, ganon?
Yes, yes.
Tapos, minana nyo, ika nga nila yung trono.
Actually, Maridel, aksidente yan eh. Kasi one day, mami ko, pabigla-bigla rin yan eh. Parang sipikiti yan eh. Lumapit na lang yung secretary niya sa amin. Sabi niya, Sandy, Nina, aalis ang mami mo, pupunta sa Paris. Eh, kayo daw gumawa ng show. What? So, nagulat kami dalawa ni Nina. Parang, but you know, nung una kami loba sa show, ang naalala ko, this was 1987 eh. Na, we Nina and I, laughed about our being nervous. And medyo maganda ng resulta kasi parang natural and everything.
Natural.
Yun.
So, and also kasi, Sans, we were taping without an audience. It's just kami-kami.
It was just the two of us.
Yeah, and then the camera crew. So parang okay, we had a good recipe and we'll just have to cook it in front of the camera. That's all.
Yeah.
So lumabas yung natural kwentuhan, kantsawan, ganyan.
Tama. Oo. Kapatid, yeah.
Yes. So I think people enjoyed that and then parang we were able to, the audience was able to relate to us and something like that. So,
kasi
a younger generation.
Nagluluto lang kayo sa bahay, hindi ba?
Yes.
Ganun.
Yes, correct.
May kantsawa ng magkakapatid, ganun.
So, ibig sabihin ba, bata pa lang kayo, natitrain na kayo, o tinrain na kayo sa kusina?
Actually, but ako, I learned more from my sister, and my tita, and my lola, because my mom was busy being a restaurateur. She was more of when I knew her, kasi I'm the youngest, so busy siya she had a restaurant in Paris, she had a restaurant in New York, she had a restaurant in Manila. So, hindi ko na siya nakita talaga sa kitchen ako. Hindi ko naabutan yon.
Ako naman, sa akin, Maridel, not because nagluluto siya sa TV or may cooking show, I was exposed to good food. Yun ang in-expose niya sa amin. So, without even realizing, nung bata ako, mataas na ang standard ko kasi pag kumakain kami sa restaurant, alam mo, French restaurant namin sa Manila, which was Bombivant at that time, we had Michelin star chefs coming here. So, yun ang mga cook namin, yun ang pagkain ko, yun ang exposure ko. So, sa akin, hindi ko naman na-realize, oh, sarap nung pagka. Hindi ko, na-realize ko lang later on, nung nakakaintindi na ako. Pero ang tataka ko, pag kumakain ako sa ibang restaurant, hindi ako madali i-please. Now, nakita ko there was satisfaction in cooking food, tapos nai-enjoy ng pinapakain mo. Doon nag-start yan.
Sa bahay ba ninyo, madalas din siya magluto? O may ibang nagluluto para sa inyo? O yung kayong magkakapatid?
Si Nina, nagluluto para sa bahay niya. Ako hindi. May nagluluto para sa akin dito.
I think she meant growing up.
Ah, growing up.
Yeah.
We had help.
We had to cook. We had to cook also.
Kaya dad ko marunong din magluto kasi.
Yes, actually.
So, paano
and my lola also.
Paano kayo naging fit and trim na yung lahat ng tao sa bahay ninyo magaling magluto?
Ako hindi.
Alam mo, disiplina rin, Maridel. Kasi alam mo, pinakamadali magpataba eh. Ang hirap magpapayat. Eh, talaga, ito yan.
Oh my
tapos
God.
Ito sa'yo sa tao, yun ang pinakamagandang time magplana ng diet is pagbusog ka kasi kala mo gagawin mo. No, you have to be very conscious eh. Diba? Na, you know, pagka mag-big out ka, oh, balance ka naman, exercise, relax ka rin, lalay, gano'n.
I was going to say na rin, in connection to what Sandy was saying na parang yung exposure namin, kasi ang mami ko, she would always bring us naman to restaurants to try out different kinds of
yes,
food. Tapos dun sa restaurants din niya, she would always say, I'm only strict when I eat in my restaurant. Kasi that's where she would be very, parang
critical
exacte
siya.
O critical siya sa food.
Okay,
so she would... She exposed us to, you know, French food and then Filipino food. She also put up a Filipino restaurant. I don't think people
Thai.
Know
Thai
that.
Oh.
My Thai, that's right, that's right. So she was very curious always and she was always like wanting to try new things. She was always willing to learn. I think that's what Sandy and I got from her.
Yeah, tsaka alam niya kung anong gusto ng tao. Sabi niya, for example, okay,
mouth.
Ito, sinong papakainin natin? French, okay, itong pakain natin.
Yes, that's true, Sandy.
Doon siya magaling.
So nakuha niya yung taste, yung palate.
Yeah, so somehow, more or less, ganun din kami, parang okay, alam ko mag-a-appeal dito.
Right,
hindi
right.
Mo pwedeng pakainin ng dinakdakan na isang, you know, occasion, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So kailangan may dishes, with Filipino dishes, with ingredients they're not familiar with, then it becomes exotic to them.
Yes, that's right. And even with the Let's Cook with Nora, many of the recipes that she used for the first book really came from Manila Gas Cooking School where
that's
she
correct.
Was the directress. So she selected those recipes to include in the book. And she selected recipes. Actually, the cookbook says it's a cookbook for Filipino families. It's not just a Filipino cookbook because there are other recipes there that are Western, American,
mm-hmm.
French,
yeah.
There's Japanese. It's what Filipinos love to eat. So she selected those recipes and all of the recipes there are very good.
Ito yung yellow na cover, no?
Kulay yellow dilaw. Cover.
Yes.
Yeah. Ako, Maridel, sinasabi ko naman sa tao kasi miski napakasarap ng pagkain mo, pagpapakain mo sa pamilya mo, na madalas yan, magsasawa yan. So in the end, it's about giving home cook simple dishes na iba. So surprise the people you're cooking for with different dishes para excited sila at excited ka rin makita response nila.
Oh, alam ko kasi pag nagluluto ako sa bahay namin, sasabihin ng mga anak ko, again.
Really?
Exactly.
Oh no.
Kaya Maridel, mapapansin mo ang kapitbahay, ang pagkain ng kapitbahay mo, nasasarapan yung mga anak mo. And vice versa, yung mga bisita naman ng anak mo,
that's
sarap na sarap
true.
Sa pagkain mo.
Oo nga,
diba?
Pero
so
kasi,
funny.
Mataas
true.
Kasi yung ano eh, yung standards nila, kasi yung tatay nila mahilig rin magluto at mas magaling magluto.
Yeah.
Kaya, pag ako yung nagluluto, again.
Hindi, alam mo, Maridel, yan yung sinasabi ko, na yung exposure mo is very important, which means your children, mataas ang standard nila ng dila kasi exposed sila sa masarap na pagkain eh.
Oo, dahil pagkakain kami sa labas, ang pipiliin agad ng panganay ko, yung pinakang masarap na, at pinaka...
They're used to...
Yeah, galing. Yeah.
At isa sa mga exposure nila ay yung mga lutuin sa cookbook ni Nora Daza. Kasi yun yung mga baon-baon nung nag-migrate yung asawa ko dito nung 97, baon-baon niya yung kulay dilaw na cookbook. Tapos nung lumipat na ako dito nung 99, bumili rin kami ng kulay pula. So hanggang ngayon nandun pa siya sa kusina namin.
Sa culinary type.
Oo.
Yeah.
Kasi, pero alam mo yan, yung mga recipe na yan, meron kang base eh. So pag bago kang cook, marunong kang magmasa, maluluto mo yung pagkain. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, pag nagka-kumpiyansa ka na, pwede ka na mag-atlet. Maggawa ka na ng kung anong gusto mo, di ba?
Right.
Hindi kailangan chicken ang gagawin mo, pwede mong gamitin pork or fish or what have you, di ba?
So Maridel,
ang niluto ko doon, ang naalala ko doon sa culinary life is yung Food for the Gods. Yun yung isa sa mga...
recipe Stella yun.
Yun yung isa sa mga una na ano ko sa baking, tsaka yung leche flan. So,
how was it?
Yun, hit na siya ngayon. Meron akong sarili kong version.
Wow!
No Food for the Gods.
Oh, that was my sister Stella's recipe. My Stella who lives in Vancouver now.
Sister ko na mataba.
Kasi alala ko yun nung nasa Philippines ako every Christmas, yun yung hinahanap talaga namin na may nagriregalo sa amin.
Naka-cellophane.
Eh dito sa Australia, mura lang yung dates, mura lang yung walnuts. So.
Yes. So now Maridel, there's a new Let's Cook with Nora, a new edition that just came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. October 2019. So, kasi yung 1969 version is already 50 years old.
So, hindi siya na-touch ever since? Hindi siya na...
No. She would just come out with new editions. Parang she would, like, I think she came up with Galing Galing, which was the same basic Let's Cook with Nora. And she would add maybe 10 recipes. Parang there are a few added.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, no? But it never was given a revamp, a total revamp. Until the 2019.
Alam mo, Maridel, itong ginawa nga kasi ni Nina, marami tayong bagong ingredients. Like before, wala tayong oyster sauce, wala tayong sesame oil, yung mga cooking procedures. And si Nina naman, because of her exposure na, she was the editor of an Appetite magazine, a food magazine. Ang gumanda nga yung magazine kasi kukuha ka ng mga recipes doon, tried and tested. That's the key eh. Tried and tested recipes. So, you know, it's to me, I tell people, it's a credibility issue. When you cook something from the book and you like it, sabi mo, uy, okay itong book na ito, medyo reliable ah. Then you cook more. And then pagka, let's say, lahat ng niluto mo eh, nasasarapan ka, parang nagkakaroon ka ng tiwala dun sa cookbook. And you can use that as your source of new recipes, di ba?
Yeah. Actually, my exposure to Appetite Magazine, I was the editor-in-chief for 6 years, that gave me a wider experience and depth of experience in publication. So, yung kitchen testing, creating new
what
recipes.
What people want and need.
Exactly, yeah. And even photography, food shots, layouts, ganyan. So, when I was approached to edit the cookbook of my mom in 2016 pa, sabi ko, okay, sure, I can, yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Inis na inis nga kami dahil ang tagal.
Yeah.
Pero wow, so well worth it.
Yeah, kasi they were saying, ang tagal, when are you gonna come out with it? Sabi ko, please give me time because I want to do it right.
Tama.
So, the whole time, I only started kasi in earnest kitchen testing in 2018 because I was still busy with the book, with the magazine. So after I quit my job in the magazine so I could focus on the cookbook of my mom because I wanted to concentrate talaga, give it my 100%.
Yeah.
Kasi there are 275 recipes in the cookbook.
So lahat yun,
and I had to retest every single one.
Sometimes 5 times.
Yeah. Others twice, thrice, ganyan. There were some dishes that I took out from the original because I felt that they were not parang relevant anymore, parang passé.
Hindi na
siya. A handful. O parang hindi na siguro gagawin ito. Like, for example, there's this dish called stuffed pata. I don't know. If people want to do it, they could still refer to the old book, but I felt that di ko na siya isasama sa new edition. Kasi yung stuffed pata, you have to cut the skin of the leg, pork leg, debone it, cut it up, brine it for 2 days, stuff it back in, sew it, and then brace it. Sabi ko,
kain na lang tayo sa restaurant.
Di ba? Sabi ko, nobody will do that. So yung mga ganun, tinanggal ko na. Tsaka yung mga drinks at the end of the cookbook, mga fruit punch, mga ano, tinanggal ko na.
Wala na yatang nagpo-fruit punch.
Because I needed...
Wala na yatang uminom ng fruit punch.
Na nakasabit. Nakasabit yung cup sa side. Di ba? It's so 60s, so retro. Pero cute naman. Sabi ko, hindi na... for me, I needed more space for the... Kasi the procedures, I had to rewrite also, Maridel. Kasi The cookbook before was the procedure was just in one paragraph.
Mm-mm.
But me as a user of a cookbook, gusto ko step by step, number one. Okay, para mas, number two, number three.
Mas madali siya basahin.
Oo, mas madali siya sundan. Kahit yung list of ingredients, gininupo grupo ko din. Like for example, this part is for the saute mix, this part is for the sauce mix, this part is the topping. So it's also easier to refer to the page. Kaya humaba eh, kaya kumapal yung cookbook eh.
So that's nung, nice. Actually, ganda-ganda ng cookbook.
So nung ginagawa mo ba yung cookbook and nung nire-retest mo yung mga dishes, meron bang mga memories na bumalik?
Oh yeah. Meron kasi mga favorites ang mami ko doon eh, na paulit-ulit. Diba, mga favorite niya, puchero, rasan sala, chicken relleno.
Pero ang hindi alam ng tao, ang favorite ng mami kong kainin, di ba, so, gourmet siya, no?
Yeah.
Pork and beef sa corned beef. Minsan salata pa yung corned beef.
Corned beef?
That's true, ha? That's true.
Hindi, alam mo kasi, kinikwento niya, nung war daw, they were still very young during the war. Pag birthday ng isa sa kanila, corned beef ang pinapakain. So to her, it was comfort
special
food.
Special food, yeah. Kasi may lolo and lola saved one box of corned beef and pork and beans before the war. I mean, when the war broke out. So they would make it tipid. Lalabas lang yan ng corned beef pagka Christmas or birthday ng one of the kids. So to her, it was the most masarap thing.
Yeah.
Kaya even until her old age, ang gusto niya corned beef tsaka pork.
Nakatawa actually, di ba?
Di madali pala siyang i-please.
Actually, Maridel, the misconception of most. Mm-hmm. May ginawa akong test dito dati. Yung mga kaibigan ko, mga chefs na sophisticated na restaurant. Naisip ko dati, may tinanong ako doon isa sa chef ko, nagluluto siya sa isang fine dining restaurant. Sabi ko, after eating all of this food or cooking all of this food, what do you feel like eating? Sabi niya, gusto ko kumain ng McDonald's McFlurry.
Yeah,
so I got the idea. Tinext ko lahat ng mga friends ko na mga social na restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo, karamihan ang sagot nila, comfort food nila.
Jollibee.
Yung isa Jollibee, yeah. Chicken Joy, yeah, yung isa KFC, McDonald's, ganyan. Nakakatawa.
You have moods for that. No, si mami talaga, when in her 80s, hihingi yan ng halo-halo from Chowking, diba?
Champ
ng Jollibee, yan. Mga ganyan. Cornetto, happy na siya dyan.
So yung simple things in life talaga yung happiness.
Simple things. Yes.
We have those moments, all of us.
Right.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.